本当に？
There's only a few weeks left in the school year at Southside Elementary in Columbus. And for 9-year-old Yoki Marubayashi and his 7-year-old sister Riko, it's been a school year full of change. Hiroko Marubayashi is Yoki and Riko's mother. She'll be translated here by Misako Kaplan, who volunteers to help Japanese families in Columbus.
They didn't know anything, even the alphabet, so they were very worried about how they're going to do at school.
The Marubayashis moved to Columbus from Japan in August, when Hiroko's husband was transferred to the Columbus branch of NK, a Japanese wheel company. At first, the adjustment was tough for the whole family, including 7-year-old Riko.
So in the beginning, she cried. She didn't want to go to school, and every morning she cried. And
Hiroko also recalls one time when her husband was out of town for work. She got sick and couldn't get out of bed. Eventually, there wasn't any food in the house.
In Japan, we can go to the kids can go to the store to buy by themselves, even like they're, you know, that young. But here, we can't.
So rather than sending the kids down to the store like she would have in Japan, they had to wait for a friend to find out Hiroko was sick and bring the family dinner. But besides adjusting to the cultural differences between Japan and Indiana, the biggest challenge for the family has been learning English.
Well, not so much boring writing, right? But this is our what? What were some of the words? Basic.
In Tony Putisti's third grade group of English learners at Southside Elementary, there are 15 students who speak 6 different languages. Besides Japanese, the students speak Spanish, Portuguese, Hebrew, Marathi, and Tamil.
Oh, and of course, last but not least, what is the target? What are we trying to learn?
English!
English, that's right. So,
Southside Elementary, the school the Marubayashis go to, has the biggest population of Japanese students in the district. So for Butisti, the school's one certified English language teacher, there are more than just Japanese-speaking students that he teaches and caters to. With kids coming from so many different backgrounds, Butisti can only do so much to give the EL students the one-on-one attention they need.
We're trying to find that balance of where we can get the most, we can do the most good and see the most kids.
This is something that worried Hiroko when the kids first started going to school. She says she expected more one-on-one attention for her kids who didn't speak any English.
I just want to meet families halfway. I think we need to make the effort.
Denise Riccardi runs the English learning program for the district and says as the population of Japanese students grows, the district realizes they need to figure out how to make these families feel more comfortable at school.
So for our Hispanic population, we have several employees that are just dedicated to interpreting for parent conferences and translating documents and making sure that we provide the families with the information like that.
But nothing like that exists for Japanese families, which Riccardi says she hopes to change. She wants to put a Japanese-speaking person in the front office at Southside, but building it into the budget could be tricky.
You know, we need to make sure that all of our students are being served by a certified English language teacher. We need to make sure that all of our schools who need that interpreter and that parent engagement person, that they have that. And we're not quite there yet.
While the district adapts to more Japanese students coming to Columbus, families like the Marubayashis will adapt to their new home. Hiroki says her kids are adjusting, getting more confidence at school, and that gives her relief. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Claire McInerney in Columbus.